on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wyatt Lukaschensky with Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. We want to remind you that Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. It's also presented by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But I want to talk a little bit about Professional Floor Covering to start us off this Monday morning, because Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 100, or 100, yeah, well over 100. They've got over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And I want to talk about the countertops this morning, because in your kitchen or bathroom remodel, it's one of those first things that you're going to see when you walk into a room. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop are all going to play a major role in how that remodel will turn out. And they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. And they're here to help you find that perfect one that fits with both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center. You can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. Good way to kick off the week right now, because in less than 2 weeks, BDACT has a performance of the play that goes wrong. We've talked a little bit on this show actually about it over the last few months, and it's finally here. We're inside that 14-day threshold, and I'm excited today. I'm joined by the director, Diane Lutz, the set designer and builder, Patrick Lutz, and then Paul McMillan, who is going to be playing, get this, stay, if you're not aware of the show, you're going to catch on here. He is playing Chris Bean, who is playing in the play Inspector Carter. And we're going to have to dive into that, so people at home that might not be familiar will get there. But before that, welcome to the show, guys. I'm really excited to get to hear a little bit about this morning.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Wally. Great to be here.
Absolutely. And I would love to start a little bit about background on you. I love to figure out where people's like love for theater came from, how long we've been a part of it. So I'd like to start with that today. When did we get involved with BDACT? How long have we been involved in theater? And I guess I think we have to start with the director. How are we doing? How long have we been looking at here?
Well, at BDACT since 1983.
Wow, that's fantastic. So You've been a part of the theater for over 40 years.
Correct, yes.
Well, congratulations, first of all. Seeing what it is today, you should be very proud of yourself.
Well, I'm proud of the organization, because and some of the founding members who are still with us, who really have been integral in keeping it going and behind the project, which was our new theater, which is absolutely beautiful down there on Maple Avenue. And it's a really healthy organization. It's strong. I mean, it's been around for that for over 60 years.
1964.
Wow. So, that was the first time that I was involved with the theater. Patrick and I both started back in the early 80s. So I've directed a number of productions there, been involved in other kinds of projects with them as well. I know we were a part of the new building back in 83, and that's the one on Spring Street. So, yeah, I've been around the community theater for a long time, yeah.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Excited that you're still a part of it, and you get to head something on like this. That does sound like it's a very unique and a fun thing to be a part of.
Right.
We'll dive into that, too. But, Paul, I got to shift over here and ask you, where same for you. When did you get involved in BDACT? You're acting in this play. How long have you been doing that? When did it all start for you?
Well, I've only been a part of BDACT for about 10 years.
Oh, sure.
Diane graciously cast me in my first play here and created a monster.
Yes, I did.
She's happy about that, I'm sure, right?
Some days.
Some days. That's a good answer.
Yes, we have our days. But I've been on the stage for about 50 years, so I've been around.
Well, that's great to hear. I was going to say, I'm not surprised either. BDACT, seeing how it has even, while I've been here, continued to grow and blossom. You need to have that experience and people that are passionate about it. So thank you for being here as well. Patrick, that goes down to you. How did we get involved down whenever that was?
Well, I started in 1982 at the Spring Street building, and I always tell people I got involved and I kept showing up and nobody ever told me to go away.
That is pretty much what happens with me at this. Every time my key works when I show up to work, I'm happy.
Well, I'm just so proud of this organization. It was really great to be involved in 83 when we bought the new building on Spring Street. We thought we'd never leave the building. We'd have so much room and that building was going to serve us forever. But it finally started to show its age when you figure really thousands and thousands of people across that stage and also, you know, audience members. And it was just getting so hard for people to get into the building because of the handicap non-accessibility. And so buying the building on Maple, I mean, it's just kind of a dream come true for so many people. But it also shows the support from the community in the surrounding area. And when I got involved, it was just called Beaver Dam Community Theater, but now it's Beaver Dam Area Community Theater, just because we draw from such a wide area for audience, but also for people on stage as well.
I mean, I've even heard when we've done Hometown Today, for some of these shows, people drive in like 40, 45 minutes to be a part of this, and it's it's a testament to what you guys are doing over there. So again, thank you all for being a part of this today. Before we go to our first break, I have to ask, for the people that don't know what this play is about, how do you even begin to explain what the play that goes wrong is going to look like?
Who would you like to have answer that?
I feel like you got to answer, right? You got to start with the director every time.
Well, the basic plot of the play that goes wrong is there's the Cornley Polytechnical Drama Society. So essentially the structure is a play within a play. So the outside structure of the play that goes wrong, it's about a theater company that's going to put on a play. And they've had problems, this theater company, in the past, and they want to put on a murder mystery, and the murder mystery within the play that goes wrong is the murder at Haversham Manor. And it's really your typical genre of a murder mystery, kind of like Agatha Christie.
Lights go out, all of a sudden body pops up.
Things like
that's
that.
Exactly.
Well, you know, long ago when I was still teaching English, I used to teach the mystery as a genre, and I'd say to the kids, what's in a mystery? And of course, you have to have bad weather. You have to have, of course, a murder. You have to have an inspector who comes in. You have to have everyone a suspect. Mm-hmm. And all of that is basically in the murder at Haversham Manor. Now, it gets its title because this theater company has had its problems in terms of making things work well, and so lots of things go wrong, lots of mishaps. As somebody who's been directing plays for a long time, some of these things that happen in here have happened in productions that I've directed, not intentionally. Something is going to go wrong. I used to say to some of my students, because I did high school, if a picture falls off the wall at home, what do you do? Well, we go and we put it back up on the wall. Or if something falls onto the floor, what do you do? Well, we pick it up. Okay, we can do that in this too.
The world doesn't end if something goes wrong.
Exactly. And in this production, if you imagine things that might go wrong, well, they're probably going to go wrong in this show. We don't want to give too much away. But this company really wants to do a good job. So some people have compared it to another play called Noises Off, where we see all the things go wrong and the people battling and so on and so forth. And sometimes characters breaking character, actors breaking. That's not what these people want to do. And that's why it's funny, because we see them responding to the things that go wrong. And many times it's subtle, and they just keep plowing through that script. So I'm still laughing. I read it a few years ago, and I laughed through that. I mean, I like to laugh, but it really is, it takes a lot for me to laugh out loud at anything like play or a movie or whatever, and I just still can't help it. So as it happens for a lot of the people watching rehearsal that are involved in the production. So,
well, even hearing the three of you before we went live today talking about how like these jokes are, you've heard it probably 100 times at this point, but it's still getting everybody on the cast to laugh. It's getting everybody in that building. And I think that says something about what you've got coming up here in just about a week and a half. But we are going to take a break real quick. But when we come back, I want to hear you, Paul, talk about the same thing. I want to hear about, as an actor, what this process has been like and all that as well. We're going to dive into a whole lot more. But I'll be coming up here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. If you've been avoiding activities you love, make a change. Contact Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Because life is better with the freedom to move.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
Sherry, got another limerick. This one came from Amy Tronson because it's National Limerick Day. There once was a man named Wade.
Oh, boy.
Who had many a fix-it escapade. He tried to fix stuff until his wife said enough. Then he was forced to call for aid.
Nah, accurate.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is hosting their Comforts of Home storewide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This storewide sale encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. Here are a few examples. A love seat for $599. A 5 foot by 8 foot area rug is only $87. Also, a Lazy Boy rocker recliner is only $349. Save big on mattress sets. Add an adjustable base to that new mattress and you can find your comfortable sleeping position. The finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, and accessories make your house unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Hurry, sale on September 30th.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. The play that goes wrong, coming up here in less than 2 weeks, a BDACT performance. And that's actually getting going here on Friday, October 10th. You'll have an opportunity to see them at, let's do quick math, 7 different shows from October 10th to October 19th. You can check it, all those show times out at bdact.org. Go click on shows and click the play that goes wrong. And this morning, for the play that goes wrong, we have director Diane Lutz in the building. We have set designer and builder Patrick Lutz here. And we have Paul McMillan, who is playing Chris Bean, who is playing Inspector Carter. And Paul, I have to go there before I say that again and don't address it. You're playing two things. You're playing a guy who's playing someone else in this play. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's been like? You almost have to channel two different thoughts in your mind. How have you been able to approach that?
Well, it's layered. I mean, I have to play Chris Bean, the actor and director of the show, the theoretic director of the show, and yet then create and go further and play an inspector. So there has to be a difference between the two characters because they both appear in the show. Chris Bean appears in the show and then the inspector. So they both appear. You have to have two different characters.
Well, I hope this question makes sense. Bear with me if it doesn't. I'm imagining, because when you're playing Chris Bean, you're being Chris Bean. When you're playing Inspector Carter, it's Chris Bean trying to figure out how the inspector would play it. How do you go about that where you're still being Chris, but you're trying to be someone else?
I think that's the main fun of the show, is that Chris Bean leaks through Inspector Carter as the show goes on. And that's the most fun, is to try to keep the two separate, but Chris can't help but to keep showing up as things get worse and worse. He gets more frustrated because he is the theoretic director of the show. So when things go wrong, he feels
responsible for that going
responsible
wrong.
Or that the rest of the cast is letting him down somehow, or, you know.
It's like Inception to me, where there's the layers, because you're also playing this as Paul.
Right.
And like having that also go through, I guess, Dan, for you, looking at how the rest of this plays, are there other people like Paul that obviously are playing multiple characters, but it's more present in the role of the show, if that makes sense?
Sure. One of the characters in the murder mystery plays two roles. He is one character at the beginning, and then in the second act, he comes back as a different character. However, because he's not that good of an actor, it's like his first time, and he loves hearing the audience response to him, which frustrates Chris Bean
to his core. This is serious.
So the part of the humor is he doesn't play this other character in any different manner. He just plays it like he played the other character. And so it's just, with a different costume on. And that's part of the humor. It's like, okay, so we're supposed to believe you're now a different character. But again, because his acting skills, I think it's his first production that he's been acting in. The first character that he plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it's layered again. Yeah, you almost have to listen back to this to know who you're like, oh, you're not talking about our actor in this. We're talking about playing number one.
So the person that I cast in the role, Tim, he does a great job playing both of those roles. And as I said, the humor when he plays the second role is that who is completely different from his first. He doesn't play it any differently because that's all he knows how to do. if you follow that.
I do. Trust me. Yeah. This has been like, even for my own questions, like, I hope you get what I'm asking right now.
Well, and people listening have to know that it's more difficult to talk about than to watch. I mean, it's very clear when you watch. It's not like, oh, I've got to know what this is. I mean, we really do want people to get engaged in the murder at Haversham Manor. We want them to try to figure out who committed the crime. The murder. And so it's not like they're going to be confused at all.
I'm
it's
fired up.
It's confusing to talk about it, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep. I mentioned this to you guys beforehand. This is kind of like a new kind of play, at least from where I can see, where it's that play within a play kind of mentality. I talked to the Beaver Dam High School last year, did something very similar, and it was one of the more enjoyable experiences I ever had. At a play where you're trying to figure out, there's like multiple layers of mystery that you're trying to dissect what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Patrick, how for you, when you actually are, you set the setup for this, you're help paint the picture that people are going to see.
Well, it's been a challenge because this theater group, they also want a nice set too. So when people get there, they're going to look at the set and say, oh, that's really nice. And we are really working hard to make it look as nice as possible. And I've had one of the best crews I've ever had. Is every aspect of helping with the construction and the painting. In fact, the painters are working on the stage right now, working on creating a floor that would be appropriate for a mansion. And, we've got everything you think about for a mansion, the fireplace and nice things, artwork on the walls and all of that. So again, when people come in, they're going to say, oh, this is nice. This is a really nice looking set. But I'm just going to say one thing is that by the end of the show, not a lot is on the walls anymore. So that's part of it. I don't want to give much of it away because it is so funny.
It's a good tease.
It's so funny that we're my crew also has to run the show backstage, which means with all of the crazy things that happen, we have to have people pulling strings and moving levers and different things to make these things happen because we can't see what's happening on stage. So we have two stage managers, which we haven't had before, one on each side, and that person will be connected with the booth because they're going to have to tell us, okay, get ready for cue number 28 or whatever it happens to be, and then we have to do work our magic backstage. But as we're following the script, we're laughing back there. We can't even see it, and we're laughing because the lines are so funny, and we know what's happening because we've had a chance to watch it. But it is just one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my life. And we actually saw it done by a professional cast a couple years ago in London. We thought, I don't know if we can do this show or not. But then we saw it, and I always tell people this. We laughed so hard in the first act, and we went to intermission, and we were sitting there thinking, oh, it can't be that funny in the second act. And it is. It's just so crazy. And I say sometimes that it's so stupid that it's funny, because once it gets going, and as Paul and Diane mentioned, they have to make do. Even though they might not have the correct prop that they need, they make it work, and that makes it funnier. And the cast is just doing it. It's very physical. That's the other thing. They are working their tails off. I'd like to say another word, but it's they're working their tails off for this show. And every night, everybody's kind of exhausted, and we all just kind of think, well, let's go home. But then everybody's pumped up the next night, and I'm sure everybody's excited about tonight because they're having a blast.
Well, I want real quick, before we do take a break, I love to give kind of the flowers to the people that are behind the scenes that do work really hard to make that set look amazing, that are running out there when the lights go out to change it up in 10, 15 seconds. Well, what has it been like that make it so special this year? You said it's one of the best crews that you had seen.
Right. As far as the builders who have come forward to help, the set designers, we've got the A-team working there with all the wonderful things that they're doing. And the backstage people, we don't go a lot and change things from the out front. We do it from behind. Mm-hmm. So that's a little things for people to be thinking about is mm-hmm. things happen, and they're not really going to know how they happen, but they're funny.
That's it. Good tease. You guys are doing a great job getting me excited for this. And there's going to be 7 options for me and other people, too, as well. Before we go to break, Friday, October 10th, you're going to have Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th. But then the next week, there's going to be 4 days. You're going to have the 16th through the 19th, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday showing 7:30 p.m., but both Sunday performances on the 12th and 19th, those are at 2. So if you want the matinee, go out, bdact.org, and get your tickets now and make sure you're going to be here for what sounds like a very, very fun couple hours of your day. We're going to throw it to break real quick. When we come back, I'm going to be talking on the phone with Diana Ogle with the Park Village Shopping Center before we come back and wrap up today's show with the play that goes wrong. Again, very excited to see this coming out in just under a couple weeks now. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police still trying to come up with a solid motive for the shooting and fire set at an LDS church in Michigan on Sunday morning. 4 people were killed when the gunman drove his truck into the church, opened fire with a high-powered rifle, and then set the building ablaze. Trapped in North Carolina when a gunman opened fire on people sitting at a pier along a river. The gunman was taking aim from a boat, says this witness, Steve Emmons.
He was, really was shooting fish in a barrel. Because if you ever look out there, it's a pier, where the end is, and his boat was right out there, and there's nowhere for anybody to go.
There are 3 people killed, at least 5 hurt. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders headed to the White House this afternoon in a last-ditch effort to avoid a government shutdown. Both sides have shown hardly any willingness to budge. This is ABC News.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A man from the Beaver Dam area faces an impaired driving charge as he fights for his life at an area hospital. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says the 22-year-old had been speeding and passing several vehicles on County A Saturday afternoon when he lost control of his cycle after going onto the shoulder just west of Juneau. A Richfield man is dead after his motorcycle collided with a passenger vehicle Saturday night. The Washington County Sheriff says it happened on Highway 175 in the town of Polk. Deputies say the driver failed to yield the right-of-way at an intersection and hit the motorcycle. The 54-year-old victim died at the scene. Missy Hughes, who led the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation until recently, is running for governor. Hughes is touting her record at the WEDC, where she worked with companies like Microsoft and Milwaukee Tool to bring jobs and investments to Wisconsin. Oricon has a new city finance director. The Common Council approved Chrissy Wild's appointment last week. She brings 5 years of experience in corporate and healthcare finance to the job. She starts on Wednesday. One of Wisconsin's leading medical experts says more study is needed before we can all accept the active ingredient in Tylenol is linked to autism. Dr. John Raymond is president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. His message to parents and the public is to speak with your qualified healthcare professionals. Raymond spoke with sister station 620 WTMJ. Parents of young kids can make sure they have the right child safety seats and they're using them correctly. Dodge County Public Health is holding a free car seat event tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 6 at the Beaver Dam Fire Department. There's more at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers closed out the regular season with their franchise record 97th victory, a 4-2 win over the Reds at American Family Field. Milwaukee's off until Saturday when they host either the Padres or the Cubs in Game 1 of the National League Division Series. Packers and Cowboys battled to a 40-40 tie last night in Monday Night Football. Both teams' defenses were MIA. Jordan Love threw for 337 yards and 3 touchdowns, all 3 to Romeo Doubs. Dak Prescott, 319 yards and 3 TDs as well. Brandon McManus hit a 53-yard field goal to get the game into overtime, then a 34-yarder as time expired in the OT to settle for the tie. Packers off until October 12th when they host the Bengals. Badger women's volleyball swept Iowa 3-0 on Sunday. That's Kelly Sheffield's 600th career win. Team Europe wins the Ryder Cup. Chase Elliott wins the NASCAR Cup Series race at Kansas. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Check out the Dodge County's Most Wanted page on DailyDodge.com, presented by Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froley.
Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 56. Tonight, mainly clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 80. Temps above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 63.
See the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer and enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit at Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer. You'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-size dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more info.
The Senior Expo Council, in partnership with New Medical Center, invites you to the Waupun Senior Expo on Thursday, October 9th at a new location this year, Waupun Community Center at 520 McKinley Street.
The day begins at 9:30 with everyone's favorite bingo.
A Master Gardeners presentation at 10:30 a.m. talking about fall.
At 11:30, it's yoga with Rachel from the Waupun Community Center. And at 12:30, bingo will close the expo out.
Visit the Hearing Life booth to get your free hearing screening too. Free lunch for the first 250 attendees, courtesy of New Medical Center and Visiting Angels. That's right, free lunch. The Waupun Senior Expo is presented by New Medical Center, Visiting Angels, and the Meadows of Fond du Lac.
Thursday, October 9th from 9 till 1. New location this year, the Waupun Community Center.
Go to SeniorExpoCouncil.com and like them on Facebook.
It's the Waupun Senior Expo coming up on Thursday, October 9th.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you're looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value, well, lucky you, because McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is hosting their Comforts of Home store-wide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This store-wide sale, it encaptures all of McKinstry's inventory. A few examples for you: a love seat for just $599, a 5x8 area rug just $87, or how about a Lazy Boy rocker recliner for only $349. Plus, you can save big on mattress sets, and you can add an adjustable base to that new mattress and find your perfect sleeping position. And don't forget the finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, and accessories that make your home unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But you gotta hurry, sale ends tomorrow. Back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more with Wally Lukashinsky.
Thank you very much, Kale. And you know, it's Monday at about 9:40. What does that mean? It means we have the great Diana Ogle with the Park Village Shopping Center on the line. Diana, I haven't talked to you since you absolutely dusted me in the pie eating contest at Pepperfest. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I know. How is your toucas doing? Because you got stung by a bee.
Oh, so we're rewriting history. Is that what we're doing here? For people out there that are unaware, Diana was very nice. She was very busy. She has so much going on with Pepperfest. We both participated in the pie eating contest, and I'm like, Diana, I need to borrow you for a video right after this for about 60 seconds. And you're like, all right, no problem. She comes over, takes a bite of the pie for this video. She swallows a bee, like puts the bee in her mouth. And I, like, you can see me on the video pause because I thought I was going crazy. And she just spits it out. And I'm like, you get stung? Yeah, no problem. She just carries on. She is a warrior. Diana Ogle.
I am a warrior. It's like, I'm not a quitter. There's no chinks in my armor. That's it. Be nothing.
Well, Diana, I'm happy you sound like you've recovered. And I'm glad that you hopefully have had a little bit of time to catch your breath after Pepperfest. But there's a great place to do that over there. There's so many great places over at the Park Village Shopping Center. Where should I be going on a Monday night after work here today?
Well, you know what? I think I love the fall time. You can wear shorts and a sweatshirt. It's just that time where you just renew and the kids are back in school and everybody's getting back into a rhythm. And now's the time, you know, most of the garden work is done. You've harvested all your tomatoes and whatever. You're usually in the house canning and cooking. Why don't you take a little time for yourself and, like, go to Wonder Nails and get a pedicure or a manicure?
Oh, that's a good idea. I was just saying, I've got some chipped nails, and maybe I got to get over there.
I think so. So you can do that. And, of course, our good friend Livia at Elevated Yoga, she's got classes for beginners. I think you and I need to take a beginner's yoga class.
I'm not nearly as spry as I used to be. I think yoga might be the only way to fix that.
Well, I'm thinking. I'm pretty flexible, but I'm not a runner, so...
Hey, that's fair.
Wally.
Well, and then you and I, we finish our yoga. What do you want after yoga but one of 31 fantastic flavors of ice cream over at Baskin Robbins?
I'm telling you. I mean, the ice cream over there, it's just phenomenal. And they've got the, you know, they got the waffle cones, and you can put it in a dish. And then they got the ice cream cake. Somebody's having a birthday coming up. The holidays are coming up, so get your ice cream cakes early, people.
Yeah, they can make get ahead
ice cream
of it.
Cakes. Oh, they can make ice cream cakes look like a turkey and look like a pumpkin and little Santa Claus stuff. And so we can feed you over there. You can get relaxed over there. You can, you know, you can get your hair cut at Cost Cutters over there. So you can walk in looking like all that in a bag of chips, and you walk out looking like, holy, who's this new cat on the block? Because you got your nails done, you got your hair coiffed, and you've had a good belly full of ice cream.
Well, I tell you what, too, Diana, I keep driving by. I see Ollie's is getting ready to open up. I'm out of towner. I don't know what Ollie's is. Can you tell me what I should be excited about?
Sure. Ollie's is, they're a nationwide brand, and what they've done is they've taken truckloads and pallet loads of goods that, or maybe have they have bought out a store, or, you know, something is closed, or there was an overstock of something. So anyway, it's, their tagline is good stuff sold cheap. So you can get everything from flooring to textiles to linen to furniture, clothing. You can get lighting fixtures. You can get outdoor accessories. You can get outdoor furniture. You name it. Ollie's has got it. Paint, wood. I mean, just all kinds of fun stuff. You know, pictures for your house and different things. And it's all good stuff. It's one of those things, Wally. If you see it that day, you know, you better probably buy it because it probably won't be there tomorrow. And they are going to open up October 22nd. So that's the big, that's the big gig. They're opening up October 22nd.
That's not that far away either. That's only a few out. And I tell you what, we've made excuses. It's the last thing for you, Diana. We made excuses, but if we don't get a ice cream date in here by Halloween, I'm going to be very upset with both of us.
Well, I think we could probably do it this week. I think, you know, maybe I need to stop into the radio station anyway because I've got to cut a couple new commercials. But maybe we should put our calendars together. Talk to Sherry. We could make this a segment. Wally and Diana take the world.
Wally and Diana take the world. I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, before we let you go, I got to hear that famous tagline of yours.
I shop Park Village Shopping Center. You should.
Diana, you're the greatest. Thank you so much. Already looking forward to the next Monday. I'm going to see you before that, though. Ice cream's definitely happening. It's going to be on me.
Absolutely, my friend. Have the best of the rest of your day. You guys are awesome.
You're even better. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's the play that goes wrong. We'll be talking about that right on the other side on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thinking about selling your home but feeling overwhelmed? At Kladowski Real Estate, we totally get it. And no, you don't have to clean out the whole basement before calling us. Whether it's fresh paint, decluttering, or just figuring out where to start, we're happy to talk it through. No pressure, no suits and ties. Just a friendly conversation to help you get the best results with the least amount of stress. We'll meet you where you're at, even if that's buried under a pile of laundry. Let's make your move together. Kladowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisor.
This week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week is Reese Schuett of Beaver Dam. Reese has participated in CDEs such as agronomy and ag mechanics. His favorite ag class is large animal science, and Reese also runs a lawn care service as his supervised agricultural experience. After graduation, he plans to continue running his lawn care service. Congratulations to Reese Schuett of Beaver Dam. He's this week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
It's back and it's wilder than ever. Get ready for the 31st annual Beaver Dam Conservationist Game Feed, Tuesday, October 7th. And this year, they've got a brand new location, the Beaver Dam Country Club. Doors will open at 5 p.m. and at 6:30, dig into a mouth-watering wild game buffet. And yes, free beer from 5:30 to 7. There'll be raffles, door prizes, games, gun boards, and a live auction. This is one wild night you do not want to miss. Tickets are just $45 and they're only available in advance. Pick up your applications at the Beaver Dam Conservationist Club, Beaver Dam Country Club, Lipstick Tavern, Maury's Bar, The Landing, or find a flyer at bdconservationist.com. No tickets will be sold at the door, so don't wait. We'll see you at the 31st Annual Game Feed, Tuesday, October 7th, at the Beaver Dam Country Club. Be there, be wild, be hungry.
Looking for good vibes, great food, and drinks that hit the spot? Try Landing on the Landing Pub and Grill on beautiful Beaver Dam Lake. From Taco Tuesdays to Whiskey Wednesdays and classic Fish Fry Fridays, there's something delicious all week long. This fall, the Landing is your ultimate game day hangout. Cheer on your favorite hometown teams, and don't miss their Halloween bash on November 1st with drink specials, a costume contest, and live music to keep the party going. Follow the Landing on Facebook to stay in the loop, then cruise over to County Road G and make your next stop the Landing.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
All right. And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Huge thank you, as always, to Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio, making us sound good this morning. It's been a fun day today. We have the BDACT in to talk the play that goes wrong. We're joined by director Diane Lutz, the set designer and builder Patrick Lutz, and Paul McMillan, who is playing Chris Bean, who will be playing Inspector Carter in the play. And we were kind of even talking right before. We have a familiar face that was on here last week that I want to at least give a little bit of a hard time. Jeff Rayburg was in the building. Didn't tell me that he was in this play, but he was really excited about it, and for good reason. I can tell why. But can we talk a little bit about the cast, right, for this play? It's a smaller knit group, but I imagine that's made it a lot of fun for you.
Well, and because, it, as Paul was saying, this is an ensemble piece, you know, everybody's on stage practically all the time. And so, yeah, we've gotten to know each other really well. Even though I think a lot of us have known each other for years, but in this context, it's been really fun. I'd never worked with the two women before because it's six men and two women, and so that was great to get to know them. They have experience with community theater, but I'd never been involved in a production with them. So, but I can give you the names of the people who are in it.
Oh, please do.
Absolutely. As I said before to you, I'll give you the real people.
You literally have printed out here. There's like multiple names, and the ones in bold. She's like, these are actually human beings right here. Yeah, you got to believe
exactly,
me.
Exactly. So as you've been hearing from Paul this morning, playing Chris Bean, playing Inspector Carter. Dan Lansness is playing Jonathan Harris, who plays Charles Haversham. Rick Ramirez plays Robert Grove, who plays Thomas Collymore. Jeff Rayburg plays Dennis Tide, who plays Perkins. And then we have Tina Casper, who plays Sandra Wilkinson, who plays Florence Collymore. Tim Swirla plays Max Bennett, who plays Cecil Haversham, and Arthur the Gardener. Kevin Cushing is playing Trevor Watson. Now, he's only one person.
He's only one guy. Yeah, that makes life easy on that one, though.
Yeah, and this is great because he plays the lighting and sound operator for the drama group. He's not the real guy up in the booth. But Kevin is a real guy.
Okay, good to know. Kevin is very real.
And then Elizabeth Kermeyer plays Annie Twilloil, the stage manager. So she just has one role, but she occasionally steps in and fills in for people. That's all I'll say. But yeah, it's just a small group of people. We do have fun. And we, as we've said a million times already, we laugh a lot. And so that's the great thing about it, and it's the great thing for the audience, because I think we all need a laugh in the world today.
Well said.
We really do, and you can kind of go and forget what's happening around you that makes you sad or frustrated or whatever. You know, you can just let it all behind you and sit down and get ready to laugh. As I said, most of the time directors end their director's message. I never know what to write. They always say, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And I said, I'm not going to say that this time. I'm going to say, get ready to laugh.
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So well,
even hearing some of the little stories and things like that in the breaks and stuff like that, I'm excited to get out here for this. But for you, what is the thing that excites you for the audience that they're going to get to see that maybe they aren't anticipating, but you're like, they're going to love this? And you don't have to be specific. I know you don't want to give too much away either.
Paul, what are you most excited about for your audience?
What I'm most excited about, without giving away anything, what intrigues me about this play is being able to react to things and deal with things, which you sometimes have to do in theater accidentally, but now you get to do it as part of the show. And that's the most fun for me is, yes, something might go wrong, but it's how you deal with it, how you react to it properly that really, I think, sets the audience off. That's what really sets this play apart is your reaction to things.
So almost like a hint of improv is almost the way I would describe it.
Right. Yeah, a controlled improv.
That's I like that even more. Controlled improv. Nicely done.
Well, what I think is great about this is such a strong cast. I mean, everybody has lots of experience. And sometimes people think, well, comedy, just, you know, read the lines. But they are acting. I mean, they are carrying the show. And people are going to be so entertained because of a strong cast. They're able to look back at their previous experience and just, you know, add those extra little things. And it is just one of the type of shows where people are going to be so disappointed if they miss it. And I know people will say that other times, but this is one that they're going to love from beginning to end. They're going to be talking about it for months after. And as we were talking at break, I have a couple of friends who have never been to the theater before. They know where the building is. They think they do, but they've never been in the building. They're going to be blown away by the building itself. But this show is going to make them laugh so much that they're going to tell whoever they're with, I think I'm going to go back and see another show there because this was so great.
Wow.
Or I'm going to go back and see another performance.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think we're going to have people that will come the first weekend and grab their friends and say, you got to see this.
Yeah, this was worth it. I'm going to go back and see this crew do it one more time.
And there's one character that we haven't mentioned yet, and that is the set. The set really is a character in this play because it's such an integral part of it and of – you know, what's happening on stage. Sometimes it's just, a nice thing to look at, but it's so integral to what goes on. And so it's a character. And like Patrick said, he had a great crew, but Patrick kind of engineered things before we even moved it onto the stage. We had all these things prefabbed and 2x4s labeled and marked and put together in our garage. And when it came time for the stage being available, up went the main structure. So, because it is so complicated as well. So, the set is another character.
Next Tuesday, we're going to be rehearsing bits. And what I mean by that are all the special effects. So that's what I think people are really going to like, is they're going to go home and they're going to say, I wonder how they did that. Yeah. Because there are so many instances where people are going to say, you know, why did that fall? Or why did this fall off the wall? Or why did that happen? And, you know, we're not going to have tours of the backstage, but I think a lot of people are going to want to coming back and see it because we have so much going on back there that we can't have a lot of people come back there because there are mechanisms that only we know about, and we have to have them ready for the next night.
Well, I want to first of all thank the three of you for coming in. I'm really excited, and I know there's a lot of people that are going to be as well. And if people want to get tickets, make sure you go to bdact.org. I'm looking at it right now in front of me because I had to make sure that I don't get boxed out of any of the specific days that I can make work. But that's going to be starting October 10th, Friday. Only shows that are not at 7:30 will be the Sunday shows. So Sunday, October 12th and Sunday, October 19th, those are at 2 p.m. The other shows, Friday through Saturday, excuse me, and that Thursday, October 16th, that is at 7:30. And you can watch back to this on Daily Dodge TV on YouTube, and you can hear if you need anything. But I think that's I made that very convoluted, but I hope you guys can follow me as best you can. But thank you guys so much for joining me. It was a blast talking this morning. Yeah. I'm excited to hear how it goes.
Right, and thank you, Wally, and all the folks here at WBEV for all the support over the years. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. I think I've been on a show like this, I don't know how many times, but since 1980.
Wow.
Yeah, it used to be Community Comment, because I for several years, for how many years? 25 years, I think, I was drama director at the high school. So every fall and every spring I would come on, and most of the time I was John Moser was the guy, and he'd interview me, and we'd...